Page 1. The Love of God. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour had come that He should depart from this world to the Father, having loved His own who were in the world, He loved them to the end. John chapter 13, verse 1. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. John chapter 15, verse 13. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse 16. The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness I have drawn you. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. Page 2. The Deity of Jesus Christ. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. John chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 14. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. Matthew chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. I and my Father are one. John chapter 10, verse 30. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. John chapter 14, verses 9 and 10.